You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, and I'm joined by my colleague and one of my favorite people, really on earth, Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com.
I don't know if I can live up to that.
How are you, Thomas?
I feel good. I feel clean.
I knew you were going to say that. No doubt. So let's talk about the Rockies. Here we are at the winter meetings, and we have discussed at length things that they may do, could do, want to do. But let's talk about it in, you know, somewhat realistic terms. Is there a deal to be made? They want to improve their pitching, obviously. So where do you think that they stand with that?
Well, I think that's the key, is that they want to leave here having improved their pitching. Usually the trade is probably the best thing for them because they don't sign big on the free agent market, and a lot of free agents don't necessarily want to come to Denver, although I'm not sure that's as true as people say it is. But the best way to do it is through a trade. Do they go really big with the trade, trading a Troy Tulowitzki or Carlos Gonzalez? Those deals may be out there. Or do they go just a little bit smaller? Maybe it's a Justin Morneau who's coming off of a batting title, or something a little bit lower on the scale of pay on that roster. One way or the other, they're going to have to find a way to get pitching. And if they don't do it, then they're going to have to look at the free agent market.
So what's the catching situation? You kind of hear that they may want to, like, tool around a little bit with that.
Yes, they do have two catchers who are under contract and arbitration eligible, William Rosario and also Michael McHenry. Rosario has struggled defensively, but he's a very good power hitter offensively. So you look at those skills and you say, hey, why not look at an American League team, and maybe they want to make a deal, and then the Rockies go back on the free agent market for a veteran defensive type catcher.
Now you see the Rockies' name come up a little bit. I mean, they're a little bit quieter than some of the other teams in their division as far as just hearing the rumors. And of course, 99% of the rumors that we hear do not happen. It might even be like 99.5% of the rumors. But you do hear that there might be like a match with the Mets and the Rockies, perhaps. I mean, they do have like a surplus in pitching. Do you think that a deal could possibly happen there?
I think it's possible with the New York Mets because of that fact. The fact they've got guys like Dylan Gee and John Neese and also Noah Syndergaard. Guys like that. Pitching depth, which you look at it, the Mets need a shortstop. The Rockies need pitching quality and depth. That just looks like a match so much to me. But whether that can be worked out, I'm not sure. I mean, what do the Mets want to give up considering some of the injuries that Tulowitzki has had in the past? Do the Rockies really want to give up that piece of their lineup? Or maybe can they get the pitching through some other deal and have Troy Tulowitzki hitting like an MVP, which is what he did for three quarters of the season before he was hurt?
Yeah, I find it. I mean, we've discussed this at length, and we've been doing these podcasts for several months now, and I am I kind of scoff at the amount of conversation that we have heard about possible deals for Tulowitzki and Gonzalez, as you know, mainly because there are injury issues, there's health issues, and these gigantic contracts, so it's so complicated for something to actually come to fruition, yet Troy Tulowitzki's name continues to come up in rumors, really all around. So what's your gut at this point? I mean, we talked about this in August. We talked about it in September. I don't think we talked in October, but we picked it back up in November. So where do you see that now?
I still think it's possible this week. And if it doesn't happen soon, then this will come up again at the deadline if the Rockies fall out of contention. Now, if everybody stays healthy and they've got a chance, they're going to be adding to that team. They wouldn't be subtracting Tulowitzki or Gonzalez, who may be a little bit easier to trade for. But I think right now when you're looking at a team that's trying to figure out how to get pitching, the realization sets in, you have to give up something to get something. Is Troy Tulowitzki what you have to give up, or can you do it in another way?
So basically what we're looking at is if Tulowitzki and Gonzalez are healthy, then the Rockies probably be somewhere hanging around contention.
Correct. And this wouldn't be
And they
be
wouldn't
want
to trade him.
Exactly.
And
then I will say, though, that there have been years where they've had healthy guys and they've hit and they've led the league in hitting. If the pitching is that bad where it drags it down, then that's when you have a big question to ask yourself. Can you really afford to keep these guys when you can't pitch?
Right. And what would the answer to that be? No. Yes. So as far as like the payroll goes, are they kind of where do you see that ending up?
I see it going up some. It was a little over $93 million last season. And I've talked to the new general manager, Jeff Breidich, and he has said that he is under no orders to move payroll. That's another part of this whole Tulowitzki-Gonzalez picture. If they were saying we have to reduce the payroll, then that would almost put them in a kind of a desperate situation where maybe they trade these guys, even get less in return, and then hope to spend some free agent savings. But they don't have to cut the payroll. And if they don't make a big trade here at the winter meetings and they still need pitching, they're going to have to get on the free agent market and get it. And maybe that would drive the payroll up over $100 million for the first time in team history.
Now there's a feeling like in the industry that you have to keep emotions and sentimentality out of any kind of actual, you know, dealings that you're making and when you look at the team. But there seems to be a very close relationship between Tulowitzki and the owner of the Rockies. So, I mean, that seems to be a factor also. And Tulowitzki is like, you know, like Denver's guy. Do you think that would factor in at all?
I think it could factor in some, but I think ultimately it has to be a baseball decision. And I believe they're prepared to make a baseball decision, whether it's keep him, whether it's trade him. I think with the fan base there, they like him. They certainly like what he does, but they do get frustrated when he's injured. And let's face it, the team hasn't won. And when you look at a guy like Tulowitzki, he wants to win. The Rockies want to win. Their fans want to win. It would be nice if they all won together, but would winning be possible if they separated? That's a tough question for any team to ask about a star player.
How does their farm system look to you? Where is it? Is it a good place? Are they? I don't know where they're ranked in the Baseball America recent rankings.
When I look at their farm system, a lot of the real quality is kind of coming out of the Class A level, really. They do have some pitching a little bit above that. Eddie Butler appeared for the Rockies last year. There was a lot of hype about him, but in his first major league start, he suffered shoulder problems. He's rehabbing that, hoping that's okay. John Gray, the number one draft pick of a couple of years ago, he had a very good year in AA, but at the end, they shut him down in the AA playoffs just to protect his shoulder. And I'm not sure exactly where that stands. Hopefully that just a winter of rehab, that's fine. Another recent number one draft pick, Tyler Anderson, a left-hander, he got shut down at the end of the AA season because of elbow issues, and they really believe that he could rehab that and be ready. We'll see what happens in spring training. So there is young pitching at the AA level. Behind that, there are a whole lot of hitters that this team has at the Class A level, and that's where the strength of the organization is. When I talk to scouts for other organizations, they say, wow, look at that, the low A Asheville team, which won its championship. There are hitters there. There were hitters at Modesto. So there is hitting on the way. It's just a little bit away.
And let's talk. We talk about, you know, wheeling and dealing and guys that could come and guys that could go. But you have the Rockies have a third baseman, Nolan Arenado, who is a 2-time Gold Glove winner. He's really coming up and is kind of a guy that might solidify this roster for a while.
Yes, he looks like the new Tulowitzki, kind of the guy that you build a team around. He was drafted in the second round several years ago for his bat, and nobody was sure that he would be the great fielder that he is. Well, he's come up and won 2 Gold Gloves in his first 2 seasons in the major leagues. That's a rare feat in baseball at any position, and definitely at third base also. Offensively, I saw some improvement last season. He's a guy that he looks like he has doubles power. He looks like he can hit for high average. The first year, there were times that he struggled, got into some bad habits. You saw a little bit of that early last year, but then he pulled things together. If he's hitting the ball hard and not striking out, both of which he's capable of, he could become a true superstar, an all-star type player.
Walt Weiss, the manager, let's end talking about him a little bit. He's in this new wave of, you know, hiring managers with no past experience in coaching or managing. They kind of plucked him out. He seems to be somebody who has really taken to this and is enjoying the role that he has, would you say?
Yes, I think when he took it, he really wanted to do it, but he also wanted to kind of test and see, do I really want to do this? And I think the Rockies were like, do we really have the right guy? I thought last year he put his stamp on the team a little bit more. That team plays hard. They do listen to him. I think he's able to teach guys how to be professional. I know he badly wants to win, and that may be driving some of what's going on here, where if a team has had some of the records that the Rockies have had, they go ahead and they trade their guys because they're saying, hey, this isn't working. Let's start all over and wait 2 or 3 years. Well, offensively, Weiss felt all year this year and really the previous year that the team was capable of contending. So he wants to test and see if we hold on to these guys, can we contend if we get enough pitching?
Well, we'll wait and see what happens. It's very interesting. Thank you very much, Thomas. And thank you for joining us for MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids' wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.